York City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
Well, here we are, and thank you for coming by. Happy Monday to you on this Monday, September 10th, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan, and we are, feel like we're doing sports talk today. Got Serena Williams and the blow up over at Flushing Meadows, and now we've got the first week of the National Football League under our, well, have it under our belt tonight after Monday Night Football. And what else have we got? Oh, yeah, we got the Colin, how could I forget? Colin Kaepernick's ad for Nike. And all of this, that, well, the Kaepernick deal we talked about last week, where we don't know how much money he's making out of it. Nobody's saying, but the speculation is it's seven digits. It's millions, something in the millions. So a lot of you called and said, that's it. That's it. I'm not doing any business with Nike anymore. Because we're talking about there was a bunch of people that were burning their Nike products. And I go, why do people burn things that they've already bought? I can see if you want to protest them, don't buy any more of their products. But if you've got something, don't destroy it. So then you go around and you look. I'm trying to remember where I was last week. And I saw people wearing the Kaepernick jersey. And it's, yeah, the San Francisco jersey from 2 years ago. And I thought, well, that's, so people are going out and buying that thing. And so now we have Nike is, they did not do that without doing some very good research. New report from Edison Trends says Nike's online sales went up 31% from a week ago Sunday through Tuesday of Labor Day weekend. Speculation was the Nike Kaepernick campaign would lead to a drop in sales, but the data does not support that. The report does not factor in brick-and-mortar sales, but for, yeah, down at the sports gear store, we don't know yet. But so they went to the online sales, and sales of Nike products up 31%. They purchased, they looked at 3 million purchases. Looking at the purchase of any Nike product from more than 200 retail outlets, as well as Nike.com. The stock went down 3% when it was announced at the endorsement deal with Kaepernick. And let me just check while we're here, since the market has closed for the day. And you think I can find it quickly? Stock is at $82.10, up 2.25% for the day. Let's go back a month. And the stock was at $82 on Friday, August 31st. And today it's at $82.10, so it's down a dime from where it was prior to the Labor Day weekend. So it looks like the drop that they had has been recovered. So I don't, obviously that's not having a problem on the stock. So here we go. Where's this other polling? Polling shows consumers have favored brands for picking sides on social issues in the past, but the Kaepernick campaign hit a particularly raw nerve. President Trump has gotten involved. Nike took a dip in favorability. Shoes were burned. Swooshes were defaced. And Trump tweeted Nike was getting absolutely killed by the decision. All as Nike's online sales went up. So Nike pulls in $43 million worth of free media exposure due to the backlash. And the stock, like I said, went down on the initial news, and it's right back to within a dime of where it was. 60% thought brands should take a position on controversial issues no matter what. rising to 83% when combined with those who wanted companies to take a stance only if it related to their products or services. The other side of this morning consult poll released right after the campaign's launch showed Nike's brand favorability dropped 34 points. So it's still early. It's still early. According to a poll, before Nike announced Kaepernick as the face of its ad campaign, only 2% of Americans reported hearing something negative about Nike recently. That number has gone up to 33%. So I don't know how this is going to work out. Here's the ad from Nike involving Colin Kaepernick. Let's listen.
If people say your dreams are crazy, if they laugh at what you think you can do, good. Stay that way. Because what non-believers fail to understand is that calling a dream crazy is not an insult. It's a compliment. Don't try to be the fastest runner in your school or the fastest in the world. Be the fastest ever. Don't picture yourself wearing OBJ's jersey. Picture OBJ wearing yours. Don't settle for homecoming queen or linebacker. Do both. Lose 120 pounds and become an Ironman after beating a brain tumor. Don't believe you have to be like anybody to be somebody. If you're born a refugee, don't let it stop you from playing soccer for the national team at age 16. Don't become the best basketball player on the planet. Be bigger than basketball. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. When they talk about the greatest team in the history of the sport, make sure it's your team. If you have only one hand, don't just watch football. Play it at the highest level. And if you're a girl from Compton, don't just become a tennis player. Become the greatest athlete ever. Yeah. That's more like it. So don't ask if your dreams are crazy. Ask if they're crazy enough.
So you hear the ad, and if I should have done that without telling you it was Colin Kaepernick, because the ad is in and of itself a great message about believe in something. Be the best. Don't settle. I mean, regardless of Kaepernick's public protest and whatever you think about all of that, the man got to be a starting quarterback in the National Football League. Yeah, which says the man obviously is very talented. You don't get to that level unless you've got tremendous gifts and tremendous skills. But the idea of doing something about his protest and the way he started it, I don't think the man had any idea where this was going to go. So I saw a banner last night on, yes, I was watching something on television. I did not watch one NFL game. I watched a bunch of college football on Saturday, but did not watch one NFL game yesterday. I saw a banner, you know, what they put down the TV lingo for the put on the bottom, you know, little area of the screen. Something about very few took a knee. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. And this morning I'm checking various news outlets and I saw, well, I don't know who it was. They were showing team after team after team with almost everybody kneeling. So I don't know. I didn't add it up. I didn't search to find out how many players took a knee. But the knee thing is still going. So the ratings for the games are down, at least the ones that I can get my hands on. Last night's game on NBC the early ratings for NBC down from both the first Sunday night game in 2017, down from the first Sunday night game in 2016. So Packers versus the Chicago Bears, and it sounds like it was a pretty good game. Packers won 24-23. They had, I got to laugh, this is from Deadline. They said, however, they faced a night of competition from the 2019 Miss America competition on ABC and Big Brother on CBS. And a preview of REL, or REL, I don't know what it is, what you pronounce it, on Fox. So ratings were not there. And in the metered markets, they were down about 9% from last year. And we're down 3% from 2016 opener on Sunday night. So the first full week of games, I don't have the rest of the games yesterday. Where's this other one I've got here from ratings for NFL opener? This was Thursday night on the opening game. They were down to the lowest level in nearly 10 years. So I don't know if the NFL, if you're not watching the NFL, is that because television viewing is just down in general? Or is it specifically people boycotting NFL games? Because when you get into the Kaepernick controversy, like I said, what he had to say was actually very inspiring. Be the best. Don't settle. Believe in something. Doesn't matter how crazy people say you are, strive to be the best. That's a great message. And then you look at the online sales for Nike, and they're up 31%. So what's going on here? Are we starting to get used to the two-year kneeling thing? Now we're getting into the third year. Are we getting used to the Kaepernick controversy and kind of ignoring it, or are we sticking to our guns? 855-295-6600.
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
So, simple question. So there was a big ruckus last week after Nike said we're giving a big contract to Colin Kaepernick, and he's going to be the face of our Nike ad, and people were burning their Nike gear, and then we find out that sales were up 31%. So is the protest over? Was that it last week? We got a day or two of people going, I'm mad, I'm going to burn my stuff, Kaepernick, I can't stand the guy, I'm never going to buy Nike again. And then sales go up. So which is it? Is the protest over? Or is it too early to judge? The phone number is 855-295-6600. Sal in Salt Lake City. Hello, Sal.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Doing great.
I listened to your Nike's ad that you just played, and I can't figure out how Nike's ad is related to Kaepernick's Patrick of kneeling down on the field, football field especially, for everyone to view and disrespect the flag. Neither one are related in any way. One has to do with achieving your full potential, and one has to do with kneeling down, disrespecting the flag, which you have no right to do on a field.
Right. Where it ties in is that he said somewhere in there that he was sacrificing, or you need to sacrifice everything. You need to just, do what you need to do, even if you have to sacrifice everything. And the question then becomes, what did he sacrifice? Did he sacrifice anything?
I get what he sacrificed, but he didn't accomplish anything.
Well, I don't know if he sacrificed much, because he was at the end of his career, near the end, closer to the end. And now, do you think Kaepernick would be on the cover of magazines and Nike being the spokesman for Nike if it hadn't been for him taking the knee? So I'm sure he's making a lot of money still, and he's more famous, and he's now a spokesman for a big company, and he's got a bunch of people who think the guy is the best thing that ever walked on earth. So I don't know if he sacrificed a thing. Seriously.
The guy's not sure he's worth millions of dollars.
Yeah, the guy's doing fine. I don't think he saw that he was going to be getting this kind of publicity, but, I mean, look, at everybody knows who he is now. I'll bet you if I asked people 3 years ago who was Colin Kaepernick, they would go, what? Who? What? They would not know unless you lived in San Francisco. Other than that, or a big, big NFL fan. So is it too early to judge where this is going and Kaepernick's future and the knee thing?
I don't know. I just wanted to make a comment that what Nike's doing and saying on his commercial is unrelated to sitting down and seeing kneeling down on the field.
Yeah.
And I'm really disappointed in the NFL allowing everybody to do it.
I think a lot of people are. I don't know if it's going to translate into hurting them financially for a couple of years. I was telling the audience last week, because, you know, Nike pays them a huge amount of money, and the networks pay them a huge amount of money. So they're in tall clover for a while until those contracts come due. Then will be the question. So I think there's a delay on feeling the pain, if there is going to be pain, until probably 3 years down the road. But in the meantime, there's more people kneeling. Did you watch any games over the weekend, Sal?
I watched the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bulls.
Last night.
Chicago
Bears. Yeah.
Last night.
Yeah. Did they do anything about the kneeling at all last night? I didn't watch.
I didn't see any kneeling yesterday, and I know the Green Bay Packers have never kneeled.
Good for them. All right. Sal, thank you. Appreciate the call from Salt Lake. Yeah, if you watched the games, all I saw was some news clips this morning, and they showed a bunch of teams with most of the players on a knee. So I don't know how long this knee thing goes on. I don't know whether you maybe we're giving it more notoriety than it deserves. And there's certainly Colin Kaepernick has turned people either wildly for him or wildly against him. There's no in between on him anymore. So you either love the guy or you can't stand the guy. And this whole thing about kneeling has created an argument point, but it's a pop culture argument. I don't think it changes anybody's life. 855-295-6600. We'll be right back.
Prime time, all the time, with Tom Sullivan.
Well, I stand corrected, and thanks to the caller who called in and pointed it out. I said, I don't understand, because I saw the banner last night that said very few people kneeled, and then I see this morning these clips of teams, entire teams, on their knees. And the reality is, thank you for pointing it out, only two players kneeled in the entire NFL yesterday. That's it. And Colin Kaepernick sent out a tweet, "My brothers Stills and Wilson continue to show their unwavering strength by fighting for the oppressed. They have not backed down even when attacked and intimidated. Love is at the root of our resistance." Well, the love, you're losing the love then, Cap, because Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson kneeled during the national anthem before Miami Dolphins played the Tennessee Titans in Miami yesterday. That's it. Two guys. So if that's the case, what does it say about, I wonder how many other people like me some television producer put up a bunch of videos of teams almost completely kneeling. Why did they do that? Unless they were trying to, fake news. That was not what happened. The news is only two went down on a knee yesterday. So this brings up the question from, this is from The Root, which is targeted at urban audiences. Their headline is, NFL players have stopped kneeling because that's what Black America wants. Sunday marked the official beginning of racist plantation NFL owners touting how well they can get their Black players to abandon their community and toe the line, more commonly called professional football. It's The Root. Come on. So they call it a plantation because the owners are rich white guys and the players are mostly a lot of rich Black guys. But somehow they've turned that into it being a plantation. All right, phone number is 855-295-6600. Look at the way television fooled me. How many other people do they fool into, they're still all kneeling? Lauren in Murata, California. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, Tom. Enjoy your show.
Thank you. What are you thinking?
My question is, okay, Nike sales went up 31% over the weekend, but it's the opening season, the NFL. Maybe people are going to the game, they want to buy a new jersey, the old one's worn out or something, you know?
You're asking a question that I don't have an answer to, which I've been looking for.
Yeah,
is how many of those, you're right, how many of those were Green Bay jerseys? How many of those were?
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to know how many Kaepernick jerseys were bought. That's what I want to know.
That's the question. There you go. The man was washed up before he couldn't get a team to
buy him, I'm going to get you in on the complaint against me. Well, James sent me a tweet. What the heck are you talking about, Tom? Cap's career was not at the end. If you don't know the facts, don't try to BS your way through it. Protest is not against the flag. Stop the nonsense. I know he wasn't completely at the end of his career, but the last year that he played was not as anywhere close as successful as his prior adventures.
He was unusual, and he got away with it for a couple of years. But him running around the field like a scared chicken—that was something they figured out after a while.
Well, he brought two teams, two appearances to the Super Bowl. So I mean, you got to give the guy credit at his prime. I think he was past his prime. He wasn't completely washed up, but it does bring up the question: why did no team, and that's in the courts, why did nobody sign him if he was so good?
Well, let me put it this way. There's 10 other guys on that team, and they brought him to the Super Bowl, too. You know, the quarterback doesn't do it by himself.
They
gave away or traded away or wouldn't pay people that left the team, and they're not the same team they were 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Good point. All right. Hey, Lauren, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Jeff in Reno. Hello, Jeff. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good. What do you think of this?
I was I heard last year that rather than taking a knee, they were letting players opt to stay in the locker room.
Right.
And I was curious as to how many of those players that would have taken a knee actually stayed in the locker room.
Yeah. I don't know that the NFL did. I mean, the NFL is doing a lousy job of managing this. But I don't know if they stayed in because they just didn't want the controversy, or they stayed in the locker room because the coach told them to. I don't know. Do you think this knee thing is going to continue?
I don't think that they'll keep kneeling. I think they'll stay in the locker room if they want to show their protest.
Yeah.
I think they're probably afraid of being fined or suspended or something like that.
Well, the NFL is even wobbly on that about it. They're supposed to have fines, and now they're saying, well, maybe we won't apply them, and it's really been mishandled. Very bad management at the NFL, no question.
As far as the ratings go, I'm still an avid NFL fan, so you can chalk me up for watching football games.
Do you watch just a favorite team, or do you watch the whole enchilada that they...
I try to watch as much as I can.
You love it. Okay. Yeah, well, you're not alone. That's the thing. And the question is, how many people will continue to keep watching? I don't know. But that's going to make for the next NFL contract from Fox and CBS will tell us everything we need to know. But all right. Hey, Jeff, thank you. I appreciate it. Says Kimberly Palko sends me a tweet. Says, I'm wondering if all those Cap supporters that are buying Nike products have ever read about Nike's labor practices. Not exactly a stellar company. Yeah, they don't care. They don't. They don't care. They know there's some 12-year-old kid somewhere in China making the thing. They really don't care. So-called Air Force veteran says, the NFL managed to make everyone mad. Yeah. They got everybody upset. Doesn't matter which side of this you're on. And back to Kimberly, I don't know how many of those 31% increase in sales came from Kaepernick gear. Tone Lock says, actually his football career was very much at the end. Defenses had largely figured him out, and he had finished two very lousy seasons. San Francisco was about to cut him when he opted out. That's the story I remember, was San Francisco was going to get rid of him. Monica in California. Hello, Monica. Welcome.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
So I'm tired of being force-fed this stuff. I'm tired of hearing about it. You know, it's no different between him and any of the other people in the movie industry when they go up to get their award. And they say a few things about their personal beliefs politically. It's just not the right forum. I'm tired of it. And being a veteran, it's disrespectful. And the whole premise that his arguments on are based upon fallacies. So I'm tired. I'm tired of it. Just throw the damn ball. Do your job.
So that's the question. If you're tired of it, are you not going to watch the NFL anymore? Or are you tired of it to the point where they will, if they stop, they'll figure it out and stop kneeling? I don't know what's going to come first, but you're not alone, Monica. And thank you for your service to our country very, very much. 855-295-6600. You can get the numbers, all the contacts, at TomSullivan.com.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan.
So about my television viewing habits, so last night I was flipping around and I went, whoa, how about that? I did not know that the Miss America contest was on. I think it was on ABC last night, and I was watching just at the moment when they said, and now we are going to announce the top 10. And there were 15 young ladies that were lined up, and they were going to obviously eliminate five of them. And so they went through and they started naming the names and said, you know, and they were all so excited, and it was also wonderful. And five of them were left standing there. Well, I don't mean... So the viewership for the Miss America pageant went down by 23%. It marks the lowest viewership since it returned to TV from cable in 2011. 5.6 million viewers last year, and it's down 23% from that. This year, they eliminated the swimsuit competition, which we should do a whole topic on that, because I also noticed that of the 15 ladies that were standing there, two of them were not in dresses. They were wearing pants. And those two were among the five that got eliminated last night. And that's all I watched. And then I moved on to something else. Netflix. John in San Francisco. John, hi. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
Thanks for having me. I really do enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I think there was the controversy with how Roger Goodell back in May, we had a conversation pertaining to how he handled the policy with the kneeling per player for the NFL. They did enact something that they were supposed to stay in the locker room, but then he acquiesced or he reversed his policy decision, I guess, right before the start of the NFL season.
Right.
But I just wanted to note that I'm in San Francisco, so, you know, I'm a pretty liberal town. But at the end of the day, I was watching all the games I watched yesterday just to see how they were handling the national anthem and how the players were going to address the, you know, the disrespect or respect.
Not right.
Saying all of them.
Right.
And I did not see any of the national anthem aired on any of the games.
Oh.
At least in my market. So if I'm mistaken, I don't believe they even aired any of the national anthem. So on television for primetime viewing. And I was watching pretty closely just for those for that.
Interesting. And you know, when you say that, I think I don't remember when I did watch NFL games that they showed the national anthem. That was a good time for them to cut away and do their very highly paid commercial just before the start of the game, that the advertisers pay a lot more for those than they do for the fourth quarter commercials. And the only times I've ever seen the national anthem is things like the Super Bowl. But I wonder if the networks have said, we're just not going to show it for sure and avoid the whole controversy and make it go away.
You know, and I believe that's what they did. And, you know, I think there was another, I think maybe you mentioned it earlier, but, you know, the way the NFL and Goodell has been handling this, it's been a
terrible
travesty.
Terrible. Terrible.
They're, you know, and it's very sad for the viewer. And to address the other, is this going to go away or not? No, I don't believe it is. I mean, And Nike, for example, is taking full advantage of this whole controversy at the expense of people who have sacrificed their lives. And, you know, optically, that's how I'm seeing this. I don't see this as he sacrificed anything. He has everything to gain, is what I'm seeing.
I agree with you 1,000%. This is not a sacrifice. I don't know if he knew it or not. But obviously, he's not sacrificing anything. And when you compare it to the men and women of the United States military and their sacrifices, whether they pay the ultimate sacrifice or not, everybody put themselves in harm's way, which is a much bigger sacrifice than somebody saying, I'm going to protest the police. Much bigger. Not even in the same ballpark. Not at all. So, yeah, good point. Good point, John. Appreciate the call very much. Let me get William in here before we run out of time. William, hi. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, Tom. Amen on your last comment there.
Thank you.
I just want to point out that the decline in ratings isn't all due to the protest situation. There's been a lot of rule changes and stuff recently that people aren't really on board with. They're kind of softening things up. And so a lot of the decline in ratings, I think, can be attributed to that.
Well, yeah, then you get from there, if they're going to soften it up, why are they softening it up? And then you get to the stories about a bunch of parents are not letting their kids play high school programs, and that's starting to have an impact for the future feeding of football players into the college system and into the NFL. And then just general people not watching as much television as they did before.
That's probably part of it.
I can't believe that the Miss America pageant was down 23%. I didn't know anybody was watching it anyway. But
I think they should bring back the bathing suit competition and drop the question at the end.
Yeah, I mean, it is a beauty contest. It is something that has gone on for 90 some years, I think 99 years. And I know cultures change, but I thought that was part of it, was it was a beauty contest, as well as making sure that these young women were talented in all kinds of different ways. They picked their own talent to compete in. So you got that up against the NFL, and neither one of them came out good last night. So I wonder on Sunday evening, why are ratings down for two big programs from where they were before? But we'll give it some more time to see. But the rule changes are another part of it. It's just not as exciting. I appreciate the call, William, very much. One man, comment line ban, that's all we can afford today. The market down 59. Dow at 25,857. The S&P up 5. The NASDAQ up 21. That after the tech stocks got clobbered last week, so a little bit of a rebound on that. The price of oil, $67. The price of gold, $1,201. On the comment line, this caller has a solution for the tennis world.
I know one way to fix this. Have nothing but women umpires when they have the women's matches.
What? I didn't quite get the whole gist of that whole thing. This caller, for the umpires, have women umpires. Now but then they say you're being sexist because you're only allowing women to... You can't win in this kind of conversation. And this caller also is exhausted with all the kneeling.
Oh, I heard many, many years ago the expression, all brawn and no brains. Are we living in that period now?
Maybe so. But I'm heartened by the fact that only two players took a knee. Maybe they are finding out that they don't have the support they thought they did. All right, have a great rest of your Monday. We'll see you tomorrow.